But it's Just Keep Dancing. The website, justkeepdancing.org, and it really surrounds her life about domestic violence as she continues. Like, again, we're continuing this conversation. Let me read you an excerpt. And Susan, I'm going to read this back to you. Obviously, you wrote it, so you know what. But just for our listeners and how real you write, you talk about how your husband came home and he got really mad at the dog for some reason, and he was, I guess, under the influence at the time, and your children were standing there. And here's what you write: "My complete attention was on the gun, watching it like a snake charmer, while the barrel swayed and bobbed as Jake tried to follow the movement of our terrified family dog. She frantically weaved and circled her way around my legs and the legs of the children. He was holding the gun a little out in front of him at his waist, just the right height to the line up to line up perfectly with a 2 or 3 year old child's head. Somehow he seemed oblivious to the fact that the boys were between the gun and the target of his uncontrolled rage. Instinctively, I knew that whatever I was going to say or do in the next few seconds to save my children's lives had to be controlled and deliberate. Any emotional outbursts or sudden movements could be a death sentence to one or both of my boys. Desperately, I tried to fight down the images that were exploding in my brain of what a bullet can do to a toddler's head so that I could think clearly." Very powerful.
Thank you.
And I guess kind of expand on that. Why the book? Why the realism? I mean, this is some real life. I mean, you really open up in this book and really just lay it all on the table.
Absolutely. And there was I purposely did that. The reason was that I wanted to make sure that if I were as honest as I possibly could be, that any woman picking up the book who has been touched at all by domestic violence could relate. And that's really the purpose of my book. We do not talk at all in our culture about this. We do not talk enough. And when the statistics are that one out of every two women at some time in their life will be abused by their partner, that is absolutely devastating. And so for me, I could have gone along my whole life because, like you said, I became an electrical engineer. With all of those tools that I learned how to cope with life, you know, you keep growing. It doesn't stop once you start growing. And I was doing pretty good, and nobody really knew about that part of my past. And then as I started to realize that I could impact other people as much as I had been impacted in my life by people that had helped me out during this time, I realized I had to do some payback. So I really wanted the understanding of women who aren't in it, so that they can have some more compassion, so that I don't ever have to hear, "Why did she put up with that? You know, if he hit me, I'd leave him. She must be crazy." And then the other part was for the women who are in it. I wanted them to know that there always is hope, and that you can indeed live life happily ever after, which everybody is trying so hard to do, and that there is a way out, and it doesn't have to be an expensive way, and it can be a safe way. And so that's why I was brutally honest. I wanted people to understand when they picked it up exactly where I was coming from and exactly what it's like.
Well, you know, you hear, we were kind of talking off the air, you hear, you know, Rihanna and the Chris Brown or situation, how we kind of look at this. You look at pictures of this woman's face and how it almost becomes passive to us that these things happen in our society, almost acceptable on some level in a weird way, especially when you're giving this person TV time to apologize. I think the pictures are enough for me to not want to hear from this person anymore. For you, though, you know, you hear this too. Why would someone stay with someone this long? Why would you stay with someone this long? Why would you go through this? Why wouldn't you just get out? How, can you kind of explain what goes through someone's head in your own experience, or why that appears to be the case in some cases? And I know it's a lot more complicated than, you know, go ahead.
It's a very, very good question. I can kind of make it in a little bit of a simplistic manner. When you initially start out in the relationship, he or she does not come and hit you right square in the face on the first night, right? I was very attracted because of my home life. My dad drank. He was not violent, but he was non-existent in the house. So I really had a need to have somebody that I thought was manly. So I misinterpreted machoism, somebody who was kind of pushy, as being a man, more of a man than, let's say, my dad. And so I was attracted to that. And as time goes on, what happens is you slowly but surely get sucked in. The person who is the abuser has a very talented way of being able to learn to isolate you from anybody else that's around you, and constantly play on your feelings of inadequacy. I was very, when I was a young girl, I was very afraid of any kind of authority, and I had had a lot of rules about how one behaves, so I was really used to somebody telling me what to do and how to do it. And so it's kind of a slow spiral down. It takes several years actually to get to the point where what you read in the book had happened. It gets to the point where you become so isolated and you believe so much of how the violence between the two of you is actually your fault for not obeying the rules and being a good wife, that you buy it kind of over and over, until finally, you are so afraid of him that you can't even dream of getting out of the relationship because you are certain that he will find you. I believed truly that he would find me and kill me, and then I had no defense against him.
That's just unbelievable, Susan. What do you say to, and excuse me, we're running up against time here, but what do you say to those women that are listening right now, driving home from work, that maybe have been inappropriately handled, or men even for that fact, but what do you say to them right now as they're listening on what the course of action should be? What's the wake-up call?
Well, for me, the wake-up call was exactly what you read. That point when it had gotten to my children and I realized that I could no longer protect them, that was the straw for me personally that broke the camel's back. But it's different for each woman. And for me, what I had, when that happened, I had had what I call a golden nugget stuck in a pocket that I didn't even know I had. And it was from me watching a talk show, just like we're talking on radio right now. And it was Phil Donahue's talk show years and years ago. And he was the first guy that really talked about Al-Anon and AA. And so he gave me a name to hang on inside my brain so that when I was down at the bottom, I actually gave them a call. And that is what I'd like to tell everybody out in the audience. There is help there. It doesn't have to be AA or Al-Anon. It can be that if you'd like to call. But there are several violence hotlines that you can call in your vicinity. You can find them online. You can do 411 for information, and they will get you right there. No matter where you go and you call those numbers, you get certain tools and certain basic truths that help you, number one, be safe, and then number two, they help you to figure out what you can do about yourself to stay safe and make your relationship more healthy or to leave. So that's what I would recommend. When you are down there, remember that you listened to me on the radio, and I said that there is hope, and all you've got to do is pick up a phone.
Susan, some powerful stuff, and I'm glad we've kind of rekindled a relationship, and I may use you here in months and to come on issues that pop up surrounding domestic violence, if you don't mind. And again, your book, Just Keep Dancing, the website, justkeepdancing.org. You can also buy it on Amazon.com. Some powerful stuff. Susan Brower, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you very much, and anytime you would like to talk about it again, I'll be there.
All right, Susan, thank you so much.